Madam Clerk, I'm going to call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Will you please take the roll?
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Sonnen.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderman
here.
Can you please rise and join with me in a Pledge of Allegiance to our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, a senior moment. Citizens' comment period, item B1. Any parties wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir.
Ralph Netzel, 38th and Drexel. I'd like to comment on item 14B, consolidation of city services with Milwaukee and other jurisdictions. As most of these members and the council know, I did extensive work on this back in 2003. It was a money-saving idea back then. Now with the economy the way it is, rather than tabling this forever, I think it's a real good idea to get back into this. We proved there was a savings before, and I think it would be a good idea now.
Can you just ask your question? Do you have that copy? Do you have the study?
I was looking at it for it before I came here. I'm still dusting off a few of the boxes right now. When I find it, I will bring it in.
Okay, thanks. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Not, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period.
Your Honor.
Yes, Alderman Taylor.
I'd like to take up items 9, 10, and also we need items 6. So
no objection.
6, 9, and 10, please.
6, 9, and 10. And that order?
In that order, please.
Okay. No objection. Reconsideration of action taken at the 4/19/11 Common Council meeting to adopt resolution 2011-6711, resolution to amend resolution imposing conditions restrictions for the approval of special use for an engineering design and manufacturing of steel structures company for property located at 9909 South 57th Street. Alderman Taylor.
Your Honor, 2 weeks ago we approved this, and we were not notified by the property owner, by Steel Solutions, that I guess someone was in the audience that never stood up to speak out that there's an issue with parking. And I know we've spoken, I know you did, we had staff involved, and there's really no issues with allowing these 6 spaces. So basically, I'm going to make a motion to reconsider adoption of resolution number 2011-6711, resolution to amend resolution number 2004-5721, imposing conditions and restrictions for approval of special use for an engineering design and manufacturing of steel structures company for property located at 9909 South 57th Street to allow for the expansion of the use with typographical corrections as noted by Alderman Wilhelm on page 3 of the resolution.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded for reconsideration and further discussion. Seeing none, all those favorably signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Do you now have another motion, Alderman Taylor?
I do, Your Honor. I have a motion to adopt resolution number 2011-6711, resolution to amend resolution number 2004-5721, imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for an engineering design and manufacturing of steel structures company for property located at 9909 South 57th Street to allow for the expansion of the use with typographical corrections as known by Alderman Wilhelm on page 3 and amending condition. Can you read the whole damn thing or no?
Yeah.
All right. We're good.
All right. We have a motion. It's been made and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Next one was item 9.
Yes.
And then we also have a request for item 2. So I'll go back to it. Item 9. Ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at table chapter 15, 3.0603, standard industrial classification, title number 742. Veterinary services specialties to allow for such use as a special use in the VB Village Business District.
So moved.
Second.
But moved seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, we could take out the VB and not affect the Lulu's situation. The only concern I have is I have one of these areas in my district, and it's next to residential, and I get complaints on it all the time. So I know there are residents within the village in the St. Martin's area, and I'm wondering if Alderman Skronsky is going to be okay with that, because Believe me, there's a lot of noise. So if there's, will it include outdoor holding areas for dogs? Because what happens, you groom them, you wait for people to pick them up, they let them outside, and then they bark until someone comes and picks them up. And so this wouldn't affect the Lulu's proposal at all, but could we at least provide no residential with an X amount of feet in the special use section?
Well, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. If you'd like to introduce an amendment to the motion, you can do so.
I guess the easiest thing for the Lulu situation to go through would just be to remove the VB section of this and adopt it, and then have staff look and consider how to put in the residential with X amount of feet as a special use rather than just flat out having it happen and all.
Is that your amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second to the amendment?
I'll second it.
Okay. Under discussion on the amendment, Alderman Olson and Alderman Solomon.
Well, I don't want to stick my nose in the Alderman Solomon and Skoronsky's district, but that used to be my district. And the Village Business District only applies in St. Martin's. And I don't know any area that would, in that district, where you could inject a veterinary clinic, storage, boarding, or anything else like that, that would be near, suitably near a residence. Having said that, they don't complain about the roosters that crow there. They're not going to complain about a dog.
Alderman Solomon, Alderman Skransky, and then Mr. Roberto.
I'd just like to say that since it is a special use, if it's next to a residential building, they're going to have to get permission.
Right.
So if there's outside dogs in a kennel-type atmosphere, I wouldn't think the Planning Commission or the Common Council would approve that situation. So I think it's formulated correctly right now without the amendment, and each case is going to be looked at individually. That's why it's a special use.
On the amendment, I guess it's a matter of supporting it or not supporting it. Alderman Skransky?
Seeing I represent the one half of it, and all of it solid represents the other half. We don't have a problem with it. We see no problem with it. I have residents in that have dog kennels on the outside now. So let it stand as it is. Let's vote on it and get on with it. Yeah. It's my area, and it's Alderman Solomon's.
Alderman Wilhelm on the amendment.
I'm fine with that. This was based on a conversation. You always tell me, go to staff with your questions. I did. That's what they told me. So I was basing this on my discussion with staff, that you might want to know that would be a solution. So if you're okay with it, it's your district, that's fine. You don't have to accept it.
Do you want to rescind the amendment?
I'll rescind it.
Okay. And the second was Alderman. Okay. All right. So the amendment dies on the main motion that was on the floor. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Next one was
10.
A resolution imposing conditions, restrictions for the approval of special use for a dog grooming with pet supply retail sales business use.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve. It's been seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. There's a request for item two by the finance director. This is Clifton Gunderson, LLP, 2010 annual financial report to the City of Franklin. Good evening.
We've been monitoring the meeting from the other room.
We had some very serious issues, and people spent a lot of time, so it was a time well spent.
So I was able to pick their brain for a while. So.
And your name is?
My name, Jose. we have Renee Messing and Jake Glennell of Clifton Gunderson here to give you the highlights of the 2010 Comprehensive Annual Financial Report and the audit.
Again, welcome.
Thank you. Well, it's nice to have the opportunity to meet with you this evening. I think you previously received in your packets a summary of the financial process, and I'll walk you through this document in relative brief form, although I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. We did have opportunity last week to meet with the Finance Committee to review the information in more detail, and so we certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk with the whole council this evening. On the second page of that handout is just a brief summary of the components of the financial statement package. The financial statements themselves are about 110 pages, so we've very highly summarized this information. But in that document, the auditor's report, the auditor's opinion is the part that's ours as your auditors, that says your financial statements are presented fairly in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles, and that's, of course, what the council hires the auditors to determine and what citizens and bondholders are looking for when they read that audit opinion. It's commonly referred to as a clean opinion. The other components of that financial reporting document include the transmittal letter and the management discussion and analysis. Those pieces are prepared by your staff, and I would highly encourage you to read those parts of the document because they really give the staff opportunity to highlight some of the financial information in the report. On the third page of that handout, you'll see a summary of the results of operations of the governmental funds. And there, just very briefly, your general fund had revenues in excess of expenses of about $371,000 for the year. And it has fund balance at the end of the year of $5.5 million. And most of that fund balance is unreserved but restricted for working capital purposes for the city. You have a debt service fund that has about a $3 million fund balance, and that fund balance increased by $942,000 during the year. The debt service fund is restricted for purposes of paying principal and interest on debt, and those funds must be used only for that purpose. Your TIF district funds had an increase of revenues over expenses for the year of $2.5 million. You have a balance at the end of the year of nearly $6 million. And that balance, as you can see there, is split into two components. The reserved component is $8.2 million. That represents essentially internal borrowing that the TIFs did from other city funds. As a result, the unreserved portion of the fund balance is a deficit. And again, that is a paper accounting deficit, not a cash deficit, as a result of really the city making an appropriate decision to use internal funding rather than going to the bond market for those funds. All of the other city funds are aggregated together as non-major governmental funds, and they have fund balance at the end of the year of $7.6 million. And they had an increase for the year of $1.3 million. So, again, those funds all have specific purposes. They include things like library and capital projects funds. In total, those fund balances are $22.1 million. This is the basis of accounting that you're accustomed to seeing on a regular basis prepared by the city's finance staff. On the next two pages is a graphical presentation of the revenues by category and the expenses by category of those governmental funds. And I think that you're accustomed to seeing this information both in your financial reports as well as in your budget reports, but obviously on the revenue side, the city's tax revenue of about $28.5 million funds 72% of your revenue sources. On the expense side, you'll see there that public safety, which includes police and fire, is 44%, and public works, including your streets and infrastructure, is 13% of your expenses. On page 6 is a summary of all of those funds that we just looked at with a crosswalk to the second type of reporting that's included in your annual financial report. And this is a type of reporting that's required by the Governmental Accounting Standards Board, and it essentially converts your financial reporting to the same type of reporting that a business reports on. So that fund balance is converted to net assets by adding all of your capital assets, which total about $115 million, adding some receivables and some internal service fund assets, and then subtracting all of your long-term obligations, which total about $41 million. So overall, in that business-type reporting, the city's investment in net assets is $100 million. On page 7 is some information related to your water and sewer utilities. There you'll see your water utility had a net loss for the year of $489,000. And it has net assets at the end of the year of $46.7 million. Of those net assets, almost $45 million represents the investment in the capital assets of the utilities, the buildings, the infrastructure, the water mains in the ground, the water towers, etc. So they don't represent assets that you can spend. The other assets that ultimately are converted to available assets are $1.9 million. And overall, I think that the water utility operations during 2010 were similar to the prior year in many respects, but where there was a difference is your contributed assets were much lower, and that resulted in depreciation creating that net loss for the year. Similarly, in the sewer utility, the utility had a loss of $214,000 for the year. It has net assets of $46.4 million, of which $45 million represents capital assets. It has about $1 million of available assets as of December 31st of 2010, and of course, that is an amount that changes as you move along in 2011 with your 2011 operations. On page 8 is a summary of the final two fund types that the city has in its financial report. The first of those is the Employee Benefits and Insurance Fund. That accounts for the city's charges to the other funds for health insurance and other benefits for its employees. There you'll see the balance decreased by about $100,000. It has a balance of $2.2 million at the end of the year. And those funds are held in that fund for insurance purposes and can be used at the city's discretion only for insurance purposes. The final fund is the OPEB Trust Fund, the other post-employment benefits. That fund has a balance of $2.1 million as of the end of December of 2010. And those are funds that the city began setting aside about 3 years ago to begin the process of funding that OPEB liability. Your total liability is about $6 million, so you're about a third of the way there in terms of the funding of that liability. The financial statement document includes some footnote disclosures. They're very lengthy in nature. I just wanted to mention a couple of them. The first note describes all of the accounting policies of the city. And those accounting policies are standard for governmental units. They make your financial statements comparable to any other local government financial statements. There's a lot of information on the city's deposit and investment policy and the related deposits and investments as of the end of the year. Information on your capital assets, your long-term obligations, including the payment terms of those long-term obligations, and then information on your participation in the pension plan as well as your OPEB plan. So there are other detailed footnotes, but these are really the most significant ones that, again, I would encourage you to read when you have an opportunity to read the entire document. The last page talks about an additional report that is issued as part of the audit process. It's called an audit communication letter. That letter identifies that our responsibility under generally accepted auditing standards is to identify your systems of internal control, assess the risks within those systems, and then test your systems of internal control. It's really management's responsibility to ensure compliance with those underlying controls and to prepare the financial statements. The letter also talks about the qualitative aspects of accounting policies and other disclosures, and again, your policies are very standard for governmental units. One of the things that the standards require us to talk to the council about are audit adjustments. For 2010, there were no adjustments as a result of the audit process, and that really means to you as management of the city that The information that's provided to you by the finance department on an ongoing basis is of high integrity and can be relied upon. It's not being adjusted significantly at the end of the year as part of the audit process. The other matters that are in that letter identify that there were no disagreements or difficulties in performing the audit for 2010. I'd like to thank Cal and his staff for the attention that they provide to monitoring the city's finances and to the audit process. They do a great job in keeping the city's books and, again, maintaining high levels of integrity in your systems of internal control. With that, I'm happy to answer questions.
Questions? Alderman Solomon, any comments? Questions?
Everything turned up fine, and I want to thank Cal and his staff also.
Yeah, Alderman Skronsky? Compliments to Cal and his staff for a great job. Very much so. Does a great job.
Move to place on file.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. As you can see, we did have a very important issue for the community, so it took some time. Let's see. Where do we leave off? Do we get the minutes?
No.
No. A motion to approve the minutes of April 19th, 2011. There are seconds. Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to appointments.
I have B1 and B2.
Oh,
B2.
B1.
Sorry,
B2. Where are we? Oh. Alderman Schmidt.
For item 2B, I'd like to, due to a conflict of interest, I'd like to recommend tabling the issuance of the proclamation until May 17th.
Okay. There's a motion to table. Is there a second?
Second.
To move and second. Any further discussion? Mr. Wetzelowski.
When I hear conflict of interest, my ears.
Conflict of schedule.
All right, go. You're close.
Hey, you can hear a pin dropping.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Arbor Day.
No, I think we'll. Oh, Steery is not here. No, I think we'll. I couldn't get over to the Arbor Day festivities Saturday, but I did want to tell everybody that we did get the 10-year award for being a Tree City USA. Put the hat up for grabs. And that there's also a flag that we will fly. And Mr. Bennett, Jerry's not here, and I'm going to ask you to... but that's I think that's quite an accomplishment for a city to be Tree City USA, and then there's
those
also
aren't chevrons, are they?
So I guess I would congratulate the Common Council for their all their efforts. And the clerk wants the box. Okay. Let's see. Boards and commissions, item E1A. Do we want to...
Your Honor,
yes.
I'd like to make a motion to table the appointment of Alderman Wilhelm on the EDC until the next Common Council meeting, just due to the fact that I'm going to bring in a proposal regarding the EDC.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
They're moved and seconded to the table. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, I say that motion carries. I'm sorry, that's fine. Item B is David Radloff, Board of Review.
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson. Alderman Selman. Alderman Wilhelm. Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Madam Clerk.
I would request that the appointment of Mark Dandria to the Board of Review be held to the next meeting as we received his waiver, but we do not have a police check back yet.
Okay. Is there a motion to table?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
To the next meeting, yes. Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. And that city attorney clarified that's to the next meeting. Item D is Mark Arndt, Board of Review.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Sullivan.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now we have the name of Marvin Wolf, Board of Review.
No, Dan Mulda.
Dan Muhlenbach.
So
his glasses.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Sullivan.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. We now have Marvin Wolf for Board of Review.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Sullivan.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Walter Najuk.
So moved.
There's a motion.
Second.
It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Sullivan.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now I have the name of Vance Werner for the Architectural Board. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Alderman Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Sullivan.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You now have the name of Mark Arndt as an alternate member for the Architectural Board. From the, is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson. Alderman Sullivan. Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Wesley Cannon for the Environmental Commission. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Sullivan.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of John Nelson for the Fair Commission.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Dennis Cust for the Fair Commission.
So moved.
Second.
The move and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Tino Arvanites for the Finance Committee.
Second.
The move and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye. Smalt.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Linda Bowl.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, will you please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman
Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Dennis Cicci.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Sullivan.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Henry Wengaluski.
So moved.
Is there a second? Right. It's been moved and seconded for the Board of Health. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, will you please take the roll?
Alderman Olson. Alderman.
Reminds me to get an appointment. Aye.
Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it.
There's
motion carries. There's
an article today about
that. You have the name of Robert Fedrin for the Board of Health. Is there a motion
so
to
moved.
Approve? Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, will you please take the roll?
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Renee Fuller for the Board of Health.
So
is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Alderman Schmidt, any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Tate.
Aye.
Alderman Wilson.
Aye.
Alderman
Solomon. Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Why not?
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Patricia Neeson.
So moved.
It's her second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Yes.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Dave Adam for the Library Board. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none.
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski. Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Wilder.
Aye.
Alderman
Sellers.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Diane Olson for the Library Board. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Sellers.
Aye.
Alderman Wilder.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Anthony Magna for the
so
Parks Commission. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Sellers.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Dave Poets in front of you.
Second.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Sellers.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Patrick Sheehan.
So moved.
In front of you. Is there a second?
Second.
The vote and second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Sellers.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Kevin Haley in front of you for Plan Commission.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Taylor.
Your Honor, we skipped Dale Weichel for personnel.
Okay.
And for the record, Dave Fowler is in the 5th District, not the 4th.
Okay, thank you. Dale Weichel for the Personnel Committee. Is this a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Sellers.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now we have the name of Dave Fowler, Plan Commission for the Aldermanic District Number 5.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, will you please take the roll?
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Sellers.
Aye.
Alderman Wilson. Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Jim Barnicki for the Board of Public Works.
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Sellers.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Jonathan Webster for the Board of Public Works.
Second.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Rajiv Surana, the Technology Commission.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Sellers.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Scott Mead for the
so
Technology
moved.
Commission. Is there a
second?
Then moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of John English for the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Philip Nickerson for the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals.
So moved.
Approved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Stephen Lasky for the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals. Is there a motion approved?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Nothing for item F, letters and petitions. Item G, reports and recommendations. Item 1, donation for Franklin Lions Club in the amount of $600 to the health department. Is there a motion approved?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 2, we covered. Item 3, participation.
So
there's motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
They're moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
Yeah.
Seeing none. Oh, Madam. Alderman Wilhelm?
I have notes. Page 36 in procedures and secondary contact. It says in here on page that the city will appoint a secondary contact, but there's no one named. I was just wondering if we should add someone or how that will work or who it will be. Should Mark be named or the clerk or someone else?
The deputy treasurer is currently named.
Okay. We can take care of that. And then the other one is regarding liability on page 37. Do you think we could provide enough oversight to catch any issues that might arise related to the liability of this as far as lost revenue or anything?
The liability is very limited. The transactions that they do one day, they transmit it to us the following day.
Okay, so you don't see any problems with the liability issues on that, we're covered. Okay, thanks. That's it.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, or I'm sorry, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, I just have it. Motion carries. I don't know how I got in the habit of saying Madam Clerk. G4, request to use uncommitted monies in 2011. There is a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 5, resolution authorizing certain officials to execute a holding tank agreement.
So moved.
There's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Solomon.
Question, if the sewer does become available, is required to hook up, right? That's my question. Thank you.
Hey, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 7, ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at section chapter 15-5.0203 and table chapter 15-5.0203 to reduce off-street parking space and on-site quaying requirements for non-residential uses.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Under discussion?
We're on
now. Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 8, ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance text to amend Division Chapter 15-9.0300 and related provisions to comply with the 2009 Wisconsin Act 376 provisions relating to modifications to planning process requirements for subdividers, including but not limited to approval timing, development phasing, and financial security.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Alderman Solomon.
It's state law, right? I don't like it, but
we're stuck with it.
We're stuck with it. Telling us how to do our business again.
Yeah.
Mr. Dillo, for the record, you're nodding yes in agreement. Oh, that's right. You lost your voice. Sorry. All right, any further discussion on that? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 9? We did 9. We did 10. 11, authorization to let bids for the construction of Putes Road Booster Station at 7401 West Putes Road and related piping, including a 300-foot section on West Putes Road at the 9600 block. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I have just a couple questions on this. Is this the one that we did for the painting of the tower? This is the same booster station or not?
Yes.
It is. Okay. So now we're putting in this extra 300 feet. This is really necessary just to paint the water tower? Because it's not what it says here.
No, it's this increases our reliability to the west system. Right now we only have the Drexel Avenue booster station, which is at 5800 West Drexel, or actually Allwood Drive, but and that solely provides water to the west part of the city.
The recommendation
of our consultant is that we have a backup unit for that, and we want it particularly, we don't want to take the water tower out of service, because if we're interrupted for even 10 minutes, we'd be out of water into a boil notice for probably the whole city. So it's this is not to serve more people, but to increase the reliability of our water system.
How far west will it serve?
It serves all the west part of Franklin. Basically, not quite exactly, but almost like 76th Street is the dividing line.
Uh-huh.
It's maybe 68th Street, but in that area, it jogs around. It's the dividing line between the high and low, or the east and west district.
I just keep questioning this, because the last time I asked about it was we needed the pumping station because we were painting the tower, and now we need it because of this.
Well,
it just seems like it's serving the corner of 76th Street where there's a development proposal that's been talked about.
So
I just want to make sure that I'm asking the questions.
It does both, but it's really ultimately long-term it's reliability. Short-term it will allow us to take down the water tower for next summer so we can paint it.
Alderman Olson?
This is a pull station. It will pull the water from Oak Creek, correct?
Well, actually, it will pull the water out of our Pute Road tower and pump it into the high system. The low system floats off the Pute Road tower.
Yeah, I get that.
There's 65 feet difference in height. And so we have to pump from the low system, which is floating on the Pute Road tower, up into the Drexel tower, which is 65 feet higher, about 30 pounds of pressure difference, and that we needed. We can't handle the whole city in one pressure zone because there's too much elevation difference, and we'd have too high of pressures or too low of pressures.
Anything further? Alderman Taylor?
Your Honor, thank you. Jack, if there's a development on 76 and Ryan, which of the water towers would be the one servicing
Pute Road Tower?
So not the one we're going to be painting?
No.
So we're not doing this for any development on 76 and Ryan?
No. Our Pute Road Tower was built in 1980, was had some problems, was repainted again in 82 because of some structural problems. It's almost 30 years old. Paint does not last that long. We had it inspected, and the paint is starting to fail. We have some time to do it, and we've kind of taken our time because we wanted to be able to finance and have money available to build the booster station. But we are getting to the point that we're going to start losing metal on our tower if we don't get it painted within the next year or two.
You went right here.
Right. And that serves what we call the high district, which is generally the area west of 76th Street, but as you get further to the south, because the river goes to the south, the whole city falls to the south, so when it gets down to 76th Street, it starts even going further west for the bulk pressure district.
So just for the record, so this, what we're doing here isn't to benefit a development on 76 and Ryan.
This really doesn't even have any future development. We can handle all the city off the booster station we have. Our problem is we only got one booster station. If we had a fire in that booster station, half the city would be out of water for almost an indefinite period of time. It's just not a good risk to take.
Right.
If the east side of the city, it wouldn't be a problem, but the west part of the city would be out of water, and it would be for extended period of time. Just if you had a fire in a booster station, there's not much we can do.
Okay, is there a motion to authorize staff to let bid for the Pute Road booster station, which will be financed by the water utility, and install a 300-foot section of water main, 9600 block of West Pute Road, through the process special assessment with the oversized being financed through the water impact fee funds.
That's
a motion to approve.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there a second?
Second.
The moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Resolution awarding contract to the lowest bidder, Stark Asphalt, in the amount of $622,167 for the 2011 Local Street Improvement Program. And maybe, Mr. Bennett, you could just take us through page 135 very quickly, or would you like me to do this?
Well, just very briefly, we got very good bids this year on our paving, and we're about $100,000 under what we estimated. So we'd recommend Stark Asphalt is the one that built Drexel Avenue between 36 and Highway 100. They're a good contractor, so we'd recommend approval. They're one of the contractors. There's a lot of stakeholders.
There's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
I got a question.
Alderman Schmidt and Alderman Taylor.
Just wondering how you came up that your estimate was so much higher. Is it did the cost of the asphalt go down, or how did it come up? It's $100,000 almost difference.
The cost of asphalt didn't go up as much as we had anticipated.
Okay. The motion of floor, Alderman Taylor.
On the top one, Jack, the South 33rd Street from West Ryan to Central Avenue, and then Central Avenue to 35th, from 33rd to 35th. That's our responsibility. That was not part of the development.
The development was to top the road with 2 inches of asphalt. We've looked at the road, and it's in not very good shape. So what we're going to end up doing is we're going to build the base back, redo the base, and then the developer will have to put the 2 inches of asphalt. Because we really don't want him to put the 2 inches of asphalt on a bad base. So this will give us a new road, and the developer still has to pay for the 2 inches that are going on it. So I think it's good for the city.
Okay. Okay, a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. 13. Designation of official newspaper, Madam Clerk.
We received a bid, and it was opened yesterday. The bid is from the Journal Sentinel for publication, or actually the bid is from CNI News, Community Newspapers, to be published in the Oak Creek Now. The rates remain as the same as they did in 2010. Which remained the same as they were in 2009.
Okay, Alderman Schmidt. You guys are both wearing purple, that's what's confusing.
They call each other.
Was there any bid submitted by the owner of the Franklin Citizen at all?
No, there was not.
Were they eligible for this?
Circulation.
It's the circulation and how long they've been in existence, whether they are, that's their, I mean, I don't. If they haven't bid, I don't know if they are.
Mm-hmm.
So the circulation.
Alderman Olson, you've got to get some different glasses. You can hardly see.
Okay. You know, politically, it would be wise for them to publish this in the Franklin Now. Since they're putting it down as the Oak Creek Now. But my question is, I believe there was a change in state law to allow publishing on the Internet. Is that correct, as the official publication?
I can tell you that I worked on with the newspaper industries a long, long time ago about trying to get – that was one of the things that came up. I don't know if that was – the League of Wisconsin Municipalities was pushing very hard for that, but I'm not sure that that went in place.
Well, if you'll recall, some of the arguments in the budget repair bill were that the Senate published it on the Internet. And
yeah, what we were able to do was, working with Kurt Witinski, was to get the summaries by reference, so that if you wanted to, you could go and see the rest of the bill with the city clerk. And because, as you might remember, all the CNI newspapers were at the brink of going under. And so if we had to publish all of our notices in the Milwaukee Journal, it would almost bankrupt the city. So
the question remains is, do we have to spend this money? since we're down this path right now, but for next year.
Alderman Schmidt?
I was wondering if the law changed. It was always based on, in order to submit a bid, it had to be have an audited circulation base to be a qualified newspaper. Mm-hmm. A newspaper is something that's still put in print, last time I checked. I only had 25 experience years experience working on newspapers.
Yeah, what would you know about? Okay. There's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded, I believe. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Let's see. Oh, item 14. Review of Economic Development Commission direction and membership needs. Madam Clerk, do you remember what the status was of that? Oh, you weren't. You were here, were you? Mr. City Attorney.
There was a discussion regarding, I don't recall whether or not there was a consensus, but some of the discussion was regarding transference of economic development commission fees to the CPA and whatever legislation required to accomplish that. There was also discussion about changing the membership of the Development Commission and perhaps also amending the designated duties perhaps
then. Didn't we have a discussion that we were asking you to take a look at what the statutory requirements are? I think there was some discussion about whether a CDA is still in place after 2012 and all that. Or.
Well, in either direction, there's to be done to make sure that it's done correctly. I can report back across the board at the next meeting with all the answers. And we'll, since the council, unless the council directs to come up with one or something,
okay. Just one question. I think I brought up that all the appointments are up 7:30, but I got to have it. If we're going to make appointments to that, I need to have them in place so that I can contact people and all that. I think there was some discussion that the size of the board is 12, maybe a number of 7 might be better. I don't know if that's would be proper to vote on that tonight, or if we have to wait, right? Alderman Taylor.
Well, Your Honor, the way I read the title of the item A is Review Economic Development Commission Direction and Membership Needs, and I think that's what we did for well over an hour last night, two hours last night, and so when I mentioned last night that I talked to the city attorney on Saturday and asked him to start taking a look at what it would take to dissolve the Economic Development Commission. And on top of that, I plan on bringing a proposal forward in 2 weeks regarding what I think should be the proper avenue to take moving forward with the EDC and another entity potentially. And more will follow, obviously, but that's what would be my game plan. So that's what I plan on having prepared for this body in 2 weeks.
I think you're 100% correct. Alderman Skransky, did you have your hand in?
No, I agree with Alderman Taylor on that.
Okay, so at this juncture, do we need a motion to refer this back to the city attorney and perhaps Alderman Taylor or other interested parties to propose, call it recommendations to the Common Council for the future of the Economic Development Commission or not? Is there a motion to effect, Mr. City Attorney? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Mr. City Attorney?
What I hear is the obviously no other official and other interested parties, but contrary to the public office requirement, I understand Alderman Taylor was thinking about was, in essence, the transference of these duties to CDA, and that's the direction.
Let me ask Alderman Solomon, would you be kind enough to rescind your motion that's on the table?
Sure.
And we don't need to do it with a second. So I would ask for a new motion, Alderman Taylor and then Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I don't know if there's a, I don't know if we actually need an actual motion. I mean, we had a discussion of what we think should or shouldn't happen. And so I guess if aldermen want to make a proposal for changing the size, they can do that. If aldermen want to make any kind of proposals, they can. I'm just saying that I've spent the last, you know, few months taking a look at, back at the EDC, went to the EDC meeting on Monday, heard enough from that meeting, and then what took place from that point on till up through last night, haven't found a very good reason to see its existence. And so that being said, we had a very good discussion, and I'm going to bring in a proposal of what I believe, and I'm only one of six aldermen up here, of what should be the direction of the EDC or what we do with it. And so I don't think we really need a motion. I'm just going to work with the city attorney to draft us something that I think will be appropriate, and then this body can decide yes or no in 2 weeks whether or not they agree with me or not.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, that's fine. Otherwise, the motion should just be something more about directing Alderman Taylor to work with the city attorney to bring something back. I don't know, because if you make the motion the way you were going to say, that it's just to bring something forward to just abolish the EDC, I don't think all of us were 100% in agreement that we didn't want to at least give something a try. So I wouldn't think that would be the best motion to make. So if there's no motion needed and they can do it that way, I guess that would be a city attorney's question, then that's fine.
Alderman Schmidt?
Well, I think after the lengthy discussion we had last night, there are some voices heard that I think still have a deep interest in seeing something move forward if changes can be made. And I would hate to see that our only option then that would be brought forward to either vote for dissolving this or having it merge into it without considering the possibilities of a proposal, perhaps going after a marketing director or reducing the size of it to maintain its existence.
Alderman, I'm going to go to Alderman Solomon and then Alderman Taylor.
I think the city attorney and Alderman Taylor can correct me if I'm wrong, but we wanted to direct the city attorney to find out what legal obligations the EDC has before it as to bonds, et cetera, and what is required by state statutes, et cetera. So he has to at least look at the legal aspects of combining, eliminating, whatever the scenario may be.
Alderman Taylor and Alderman Skronsky.
Well, and I agree with what Alderman Solomon is saying, but if you recall, I did comment that I did talk to the city attorney on Saturday and asked him to start looking into it. If we need a motion to direct him, that's fine, but he did show up on Monday night with some documentation that he had been already starting to research it, but it was very short notice, on Saturday afternoon to say, hey, by the way, could you please maybe start checking into this? I didn't expect him to have anything, but like he always shows up prepared and he had some information. It's not that difficult. If people want to think of something to do to improve the EDC, keep it around, get rid of it. This issue, that's a whole new issue, just like when you put something on the agenda to discuss. That's all I'm doing. Any one of us can at any time, with the mayor's permission, put an item on the agenda, and that's what I'll be doing. I've already told the mayor I'm going to bring in something, and he doesn't know what all the details are. Only I know what I'm feeling and what I think is the right way to go. And so I'm going to bring that forward. If Alderman Schmidt, if you'd want to bring in something that changes the size, you can bring that in here. Nothing is stopping you. So that's all I guess I'm trying to make is we've addressed what's on the agenda from Monday night, which is Review Economic Development Commission Direction and Membership Meeting. We did that. If someone wants to bring in something, they can do that.
Okay. Alderman Skronsky?
Yeah, that was the only thing about if there was any bonding or financial obligations to that portion of it that the EDC had authority on, but that's about it, and I go along with Alderman Taylor on it.
Okay. Let's go on to item B. Consolidation of city services in Mohawk County and other jurisdictions. Alderman Olson, you were first to bring it up, and then if you want to go with why you brought it up, then I'll put on why I brought it up.
The net is curious as if it costs our taxpayers any money. I think we all agree that we're not in favor of it. Given that, you know, because that's my major statement. I don't want to see any backroom deals, not to say there would be, but that's it.
Okay, and the reason I kind of co-sponsored this is that as chairman of the ICC several months ago, for those in the audience, the ICC is the organization of the mayors and village presidents of Milwaukee County and the county executive. Mayor Barrett asked to put an item on the agenda to discuss with the mayors and village presidents, new county executive, old county executive, possibility of studying whether municipalities should combine their health departments. At the meeting, Mayor Barrett broadened that to include fire, police, DPW, and basically all different types of services. Luckily, Attorney Wasilowski was in the audience, and I asked him a question. I said, I think that that would be outside the, it's not on the agenda, and it would exceed what the requirements were in the open meetings law. And he chimed in his own inevitable way after about 10 minutes said, yes, something like that. And but it was perfect. And anyhow, Mayor Barrett goes, yeah, he's right. That was interesting. Anyhow, so that issue did return the next meeting of the ICC. Mayor Barrett wasn't there, but Paul Vornholt, who is the liaison, legislative liaison for the city of Milwaukee, was there, as well as President Rob Hankin from the Public Policy Forum and Brian Schuper from the Greater Milwaukee Committee, the mayor of Appleton, who's, I think, the chairman of the Alliance of Cities, and who's initiated all kinds of sharing agreements, mergers, all that. And then there was a guy, that a mayor that came in from Denver. They flew him in to talk about, the group that they have in place in Denver that incorporates, like, 7 counties, 40 municipalities, where they have this totally voluntary program where they try and just work together. I just wanted to share with everybody here that my take on all those things was that all the municipalities in Milwaukee County are, I think, light years ahead of that already, and that we have mutual aid agreements in place with our police, we have mutual aid agreements in place with fire, we have Jack, I don't know if you have it's something loose or whatever, but you have different agreements, mutual aid agreements.
Value.
Mavis in place. We have EMS paramedic program. We have the Federated Library System. And I asked when I was on the County Executive's Transitional Committee for them to put in place what they thought were these loose agreements that we had in place between municipalities and the county and the city of Milwaukee. And it covered 7 pages, all single-spaced. So that's the reason that I put it on there, so that everybody would understand what's out there. Now, I got interviewed by the press today because of this issue. And basically what I told the reporter was pretty much what I told you. I don't know how it came out, though. So, Alderman Olson.
Were there to be any serious discussion about consolidation of services and dissolution of Milwaukee County or any discussion like that, my preference would be a discussion with our immediate neighbors, including Raymond and Caledonia, on the formation of a new county and seceding from Milwaukee County. Because I, for one, am tired of that great sucking sound of Milwaukee County. The amount of money that we send up there for the relative low benefit we receive from that county. And there are many other communities that have... I've got friends on common councils and village boards and other communities, and there's a strong interest in merging of a county that joined some of the Racine County's communities with adjoining Milwaukee County communities, who as well had a similar feeling that they're tired of paying and not getting any back to Racine.
Okay, Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I really like what City Milwaukee has to offer us as far as, you know, the amenities, the great restaurants, things like that, the things we lack here in Franklin. And as I mentioned at last night's meeting, how we refer to them on our website on just about everything that we lack is all says Milwaukee, Milwaukee, Milwaukee. But there always, to me, has been, after working downtown for, I don't know, over 5 years, this block at the Home Bridge where we're kind of separated from the rest of downtown. And I've always thought it seemed to make better sense to maybe do it by watershed than by how we do it now, because we actually, if you look at the Root River, we're all in the watershed going down to where Alderman Olson said, into Racine and that area. And it seems to me like that would be a better way to do it. But it's just nothing serious that I, you know, need to get into or anything, but I just thought I'd throw it out there because, you know, looking at different plans and stuff, I put together a couple different plans for in the City of Milwaukee area and noticed that those lines and boundaries would probably serve us better in some ways.
Well, and Solomon, do you have your hand up?
No.
Okay, I think we beat that to death. No action is requested. There is no, I'm looking right at the president of the Firefighters Association, there is no plan in place to consolidate anything that I'm aware of right now. There are discussions going on, though, even with the unions, I think. Okay, where are we? 15. Acquisition of easement rights and interest in property for the location, extension, installation, maintenance of sanitary sewer facilities. Is there a interest to go into closed session? There's two options here. There's a motion to go into closed session or the motion to authorize offering price for easement acquisitions. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes Chapter 19.85, Sub 1, Sub E, to consider the terms and negotiation of public acquisition of easements for public sanitary sewer service for the extension of Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer Project for competitive and bargaining reasons, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate? Is there a motion to that effect? No? All right, let me try this one. Is there a motion to author? Yeah, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I just want to make the comment, and I probably won't mean anything, but there were a lot of questions here tonight that people didn't get answered. In particular, there was one to you, Mayor, to hold another meeting, so I don't know how that applies to this at all, but we're about to, again, push forward irretrievable funds without any commitment from this loan yet.
I did answer that question.
Well, I mean, this question that I'm asking now in relation to that question, so I don't know how that would really fit into the request that you have one more meeting before you move forward, but it seems like this is moving forward without having that meeting. So that was my only thing I wanted to point out to you, was this pushing forward. And the last meeting we had on this, I asked several questions, and I asked, what are we committed to as far as funding? What have we spent? And no one up here had an answer. And Alderman Taylor was the only one who came through with the closest answer, and he said it's about $58,000, right? So I wonder now if anybody knows the answer to that question. So after the hearing, I made the statement that we've already committed or spent $809,000 or something like that. I don't have the exact figure. $897 or something like that. So I guess this will add to that pot. And what pot is that money coming from? Sewer service funds, and what other funds are those monies being drawn out of?
I'll just take shot at, and that you have a figure of $800,000. I don't have the detail of what you have.
It was something that Cal provided
council,
us.
Okay, I don't think the council members have that. But Mr. Bennett is taking the initiative of trying to answer that. So
my answer isn't where the money is. The problem is the way the Clean Water Grant is structured. We don't get the Clean Water Grant until we can have the city attorney certify that we have all easements necessary to build the Ryan Creek Interceptor. So I surely don't like the way the state has structured the Clean Water Grant. I can see why maybe they've done it that way. They want to be sure when they give the grant that the city, the municipality, is ready to roll and they doesn't have other things that may take a long time or may not ever be able to get ready. So unfortunately, the Clean Water Grant is set up that to get the grant, we have to get all the easements.
Okay.
And that's why the big push is because of the deadline for the easements to get into this year's sequence of the Clean Water Grant at the 60% level. So
40%.
Okay, 40% or 60%, whichever way you look at it.
So with that, in order to make this project happen, we have to have Muskego. How far is Muskego on their easements?
Muskego doesn't have to get in.
It has something to do with
They're
please, you know, the alderman has a right to speak. So
well, when I was reading documents, it said that Muskego had to also have some easements in place. So if I misspoke on that, then I was just reading the documents provided, which are all over the place. And I wish that we could have all these piecemeal stuff consolidated by our consultant. Could that be possible? I mean, with all the money we're spending in this, I've got, and there's nothing together in a spreadsheet showing me the dates that things took place and the monies that have been spent. Would be really helpful. It'd be helpful for the constituents that had a lot of questions. And I don't think that...
Alderman, I think once we get a motion here, and I ask for under discussion, I think it would be proper.
So moved.
There's two motions. One is a motion to authorize the offering price for easement acquisitions for acquisition map parcels number 3, number 9, number 10, number 21, number 32, and 40 for the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer Project as recommended by the appraisal firm of Single Source Inc. and the city engineer. Is there anybody who wants to make that motion?
I make that motion.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Now, under discussion. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I guess the same questions still aren't addressed. Can we get something that breaks down so we all know what the funds are in one nice, easy area on a spreadsheet with the different deadlines? And the other thing was when we were talking up here and at the meeting, I asked about this. Will we see the application? And I was told yes, and then Mr. Bennett said it was in. So are we going to see that? I would like to see that. I would like to see what we're committing ourselves to. A lot of these government grants have commitments, and I don't know what we are totally committing ourselves to. There's always reports to give back, what progress you made on different types of things like this. I don't know what we're committed to. And if I don't know when I'm reading all this stuff, I know that there's not everybody up in this council knows the answers to that. I know that. And I know maybe nobody cares. Maybe it's just we just want it so bad that we don't care to have any answers. That's fine if that's where you are, but that's not where I am. So that would make me feel more comfortable. It would make the constituents feel more comfortable, I think.
The city attorney and then Mr. Bennett and then Alderman Taylor. And I'm sorry, Alderman Schmidt and then Alderman Taylor.
One example, my recollection is all of this was in front of the council,
number one, I don't think it's off the top of my head, the date was July 21, 2010. The Rupert Milton Consult contract came to the Common Council. Mr. Bennett's department, per usual, sends me an action sheet, and I added in there specifically, please be advised that the sum total of this contract, if the Clean Water Fund loan is not committed to and received, will be the sole responsibility of the City of Franklin. And I'm 90% sure that I said what I just said now at the July 21, 2010 meeting, and that sum is $1,653,939. There are also costs of easement. The action item here is not to spend money, it's to authorize offering prices for negotiations.
Would be to spend money. Authorized to spend, they accept the spend.
Doesn't come back to the council. I stand corrected. I didn't even look at this item real close because I prepared the last one and I figured this was pro forma. And number three is force account costs. City costs, city working at it, city that holding hearings for time on that particular subject. That's what, when you don't get the Clean Water Fund loan, the city's at risk for. Also, council is aware that the city gets the Clean Water Fund loan, the ultimate exposure of the city cost-wise, which wouldn't be covered by the Clean Water Fund, is an interest-bearing for a year or two. That's from the finance director as previously $58,000. My note says $702. Maybe it was $58,700. And there is, quote, none whatsoever effect on the city bond rating. And I think those were the questions.
Mr. Bennett, and then I think it was Alderman Schmidt and Alderman Taylor.
Real briefly, we've spent about half the $1.6 million for engineering. If you approve tonight the offers that you have before you, including the money for second appraisal, assume everybody accepts the offer and you don't come back and have to negotiate something else, that's another $211,900. That's about halfway through our offerings. Can't tell you what the other appraisals are going to be until the amount's going to be until the appraisals are made, but just kind of assuming that you double what we've done here. So we're going to have somewhere between $400,000 and $500,000 into easements. So you've got $1.6 million plus $500,000 plus staff time into the Ryan Creek Interceptor. Unfortunately, before they signed the grant, although when we went down to visit with the grant people, they basically have assured us that when they do these grants, people go to all this, that the money will be there for us. But we can't have a commitment until we get all this work done, which really does put the cities in municipalities into a poor situation. You've got to design it. You've got to have the plans done, submitted. You have to have all the right-of-way purchased before they say yes. But that's the way the game is played with the state. And if you're going to get a low-interest loan, now, if we don't get it this round, we have to get it the next round. I don't know that there's really a bunch of a cost to the city, except we got the time of money, but then we still get the low interest loan, but we're going to get it at 80% or 20%, whichever side you like to look at. In other words, if the loan is at 5%, we get it at 60% or 40%, we're going to pay 3%. If it's 80%, we're going to pay 4%. 1%, I've been told, I'm not a finance person, but 1% over 20 years for $30 million is $1.8 million. So it does make us wanting to move fast. We think our consultants have told us that they feel like we can make the deadline for the low interest loan. But it's important to get the appraisals. And that's why I've been pushing them. I bring them to the council as soon as I can. And I actually have them in front of the mayor. So if you approve them tonight, I can email them out to a single source so they can start making offers. But I talked to Cal. If the council approves the offering price, we make the offer, and we close on it, and we issue a check for it.
Now, this whole thing is the scenario that's being played is if the city was not successful in getting the loan. But have you heard someone say something negative that would lead you as a professional to say that's an absolute, that we're not going to get this?
I mean, what I've been hearing is that they've assured us that we're going to get the loan.
So, I mean, unless we're going to be self-defeating and we're going to try and not get the loan, we should get it, and then all the costs are covered. And that way we would not have to back it out existing operating funds of the city. About the only way that you could actually cover costs like that would be in personnel. So, and this whole thing, if I remember correctly, was done in the light of day, and there was public sessions, and this was all out there, and everyone could have commented on all this. Mr. City Attorney.
And this is not just listening to somebody else who thinks this might be approved. I'm thinking it's December 2010, maybe the first meeting in January, 2009, or the first meeting in January, off the top of my head, where the council reviewed sending in an application, if you will, to get on the waiting list. From that day, Mr. Everly in the audience can correct me, but my understanding is that staff, as well as the council, has been dealing personally with the person in charge of Clean Water Fund, the loan administration, that part of Wisconsin Department of Administration, and the person in charge of the Clean Water Fund loan administration at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources since, you know, a year ago, December, January.
Every month.
And the answer is always, here's what you have. They looked at the agreements. They were involved in the drafting to make sure that it qualified for Clean Water Fund loan funding.
I guess I'm glad to hear that the phrase that we all voted on this, too. Alderman Schmidt and Alderman Taylor.
I was just wondering, because it was discussed earlier this evening about, you know, having another public hearing, I was wondering where would that factor into this at all? I don't know how it would affect my grant or...
What I heard, and they were requesting of me, was pretty much, and it was Scott Mayer, was... pretty much saying we'd like to have a neighborhood meeting with the mayor, and we've got some concerns. Been to quite a few neighborhood meetings in the past. Sit down, listen, try and see what you can't do. And, probably would bring it back to the council, whatever it is. But we do it normally. We do that regularly. Alderman Taylor, did you have a comment?
Yeah.
And Alderman Skronsky.
All right. Thank you, Your Honor. All right. I guess I'll start that this is not a new issue. And we heard, I know, I was next to Jim O'Malley, and he showed me some documents from 1967. We've been talking about this since, what, the end of 2009, since I've been here, the end of 2009, early 2010. But before that, how many times have plans been changed? And this, I mean, 2005, the mayor went down to MMSD with a contingent of elected officials and asked, we want to have this damn thing built. Okay, so this is not a new issue. Now, so to me, it's really just very simple. Do you feel that doing this is in the best interest of the city? Yes or no? That's the first thing you ask. Then you ask, do you then support it? Yes or no? Simple as that. We don't have to play games up here and try to twist things around. Do you support it? Yes or no? Now, this evening we had a number of people get up here and speak. We had former Alderman Ryan, who brought me to, you know, now I know what it was like when he was an alderman, I guess.
Only a little bit. Just a little bit.
Well, besides the fact that...
Yeah, but I sat next to Mayor Taylor, so he can...
Alderman Taylor, I think.
Besides the fact that it was probably a very condensed version, because I think only the gentleman holding the public hearing could shut you up, I don't think you would have been so easily quieted sitting in this chair. So I did get a good understanding of what it was like with you up on this body. So I I'll be in contact with you because you made some very good points, as did others. But I think we have a process that we have to follow. And tonight, when we have item 16 coming up here, is not the time to object. I think the time to object is at the MMSD hearing. You know, this issue here, maybe we're on the subject, maybe we're not, I don't know, but it's about easements and cutting a check. But there is going to be an issue about what should be included, what shouldn't. That's at a later date. That goes before MMSD. But, so I wanted to say this again. If you have to make this decision. This is our time to decide the future of this community. And it's, do you feel the city's been in best interest? Yes or no? And only you know for sure. And I think for the most part, the majority of the votes have been unanimous, except for the very recent votes. So if you don't think it's in the best interest, then just vote no. Simple as that. If you do think it's in the best interest, then you vote to move forward. Because I believe this train is moving, and I don't see it stopping, because I think it's something that we need to do. Now, that being said, I want to make it clear that I believe that there is not a city staff member, not the city attorney, not the mayor, and not the majority of the common council that is knowingly or willingly putting the city in financial harm. That we're not going down this path without a pretty darn good chance of this happening, of us getting this Clean Water Act. I do not think we'd be getting poor advice for the last year and a half, that we're not going to get this, and if that was the case, then this train should have stopped a long time ago. We're moving down this path because I believe it's the right thing to do. So, the way some of this stuff comes across, and the way I perceive that some are accusing us, this body, or the mayor, or staff, is that we are knowingly putting the city in harm's way, and I totally resent that. Now, if for some reason this doesn't happen, which is that very slim possibility, that we deal with it. We have to, this is an opportunity that we need to take. I think it's in the best interest. I personally will make a phone call whenever I'm told it's the right thing to do. I'll call the Secretary of Administration. I've known Mike Hipsch a very long time. He's the governor's top aide, and put in my, a few good words about how important this is. And I think we all know the governor and have a relationship with him up here. I don't think we're heading down this path with our eyes closed.
Alderman Skronsky.
Now, I have the confidence that we have, and as we've been going down this path for many years, we missed a couple opportunities several years back on getting this project done. It is for the future of this community. It's not immediate. It's for the future. We missed the opportunity, like I said, a couple times before in different ways. We are under all indications, and I'm sure Jack has good feelings, and Jesse, on getting any indication that there was a negative somewhere around here. We have not got that. I have not got it. I'm sure the mayor has not got it. We've taken all the precautionary steps all the way down the line. We've had public hearings. And I would ask the mayor that we would have that second listening for the residents that this involves, the residents only, so they can speak very freely and openly regarding the value of their property and their concerns, so we can listen once again to move forward on it and to get everybody's as much as we possibly can, their concerns and their little idiosyncrasies that they may have. You're never going to satisfy 100%. Unfortunately, that's the world. But you're going to do the best that you possibly can, and that's what we're up here for, is to do the future of the city in the best possible way. And we're not putting the city at liable. We've done that and made sure with balances and check balances on this particular thing. So I would say we should call for the vote.
The question has been called. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
I believe the calling the question takes precedence.
Yes.
All those in favor of calling the question, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
Question has been called on the main motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson?
Aye.
Alderman Salmon?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye. No, I'm sorry. Just use the ayes.
Alderman
no.
Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Spence?
Aye.
Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Just say that again. Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. On the next item, a resolution adopting Franklin Sanitary Sewer Service Area Amendment. Alderman Wilhelm?
I guess, you know, this isn't about it being a new issue. It's about if it's really needed. And I guess my no vote sort of felt that it's not an immediate need. And when we talked about the majority of the votes all along, there were several meetings. I think I know at least one where this moved forward with quite a jump that I wasn't at the meeting. I did not vote, so I just wanted to make that point. And I think that we have a responsibility here to ask the questions about the financing, so I don't think I'm out of line. I don't think I'm pointing fingers and saying that I'm making, you know, everybody's up here making the city liable, all that. I'm just asking the proper questions because that's what my job is. And I have a concern that we're not taking into consideration putting aside some agricultural lands. The citizens here expressed that as well. And we don't seem to be looking at that issue. I had the same concern when we did the comprehensive master plan, which is why I included the PACE language. And you as a council approved putting that PACE language in there, which deals with preservation of agricultural land. So I thought maybe you were on board since you did vote for that. But I don't see us addressing that issue. So I guess those are some of my concerns, and I guess my motion speaks for itself, but I have a right to ask the questions, and I think that was real telling was the last meeting when I asked the questions about the finance, and no one up here, even the people were at that meeting, the city attorney said, if they all knew about the money, why couldn't anyone up here answer my question about the financing? And I had to wait to get it from Cal, and I had to wait to get it from the city attorney afterward. So I'll just leave it at that.
Alderman Olson?
I assume we're back on the G16.
Yes.
I have a concern about this because tonight we attended a public hearing by Sewer PAC, and yet we're asked to, by reference, endorse their plan, which isn't a plan yet. So I'm wondering, staff opinion is this timely? Is this right for an action?
Mr. Bennett.
As I understand this, that we have to meet the June meeting of the Sewage District, the Sewer PAC meets four times a year. And we need to meet the June meeting. We had scheduled this such that we have another meeting in between this. We have another meeting to act on this. We could either act tonight, but you'll need to act at least for the Ryan Creek Interceptor area so that can get to the June meeting because we have to be in the sewer service area before we can submit plans. And again, we're talking about meeting these deadlines to get the Clean Water Grant. So you don't, as I understand it, you don't have to act tonight, but on the 17th, is that the next meeting? But the next meeting, you need to act so we can get it on the commission agenda to be approved. And what you're basically doing is saying your action, as I understand it, would be that you're going to agree to the whole city, or if you want to modify that, you can modify that. And that would go to the staff at the sewage district, and they would summarize the testimony that was given at the meeting. I don't.
Jack, excuse me. I apologize for being rude and interrupting you, but what you just said is in conflict with what I believe we're talking about. You said go to the sewage district and modify.
I mean that.
And that was an issue, frankly,
sewer
this
pack.
Hearing that sewer people
pack.
Were confusing.
Sewer pack. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Because frankly, Jack, I'll just carry this on because we've been doing this a long time. I don't object to putting the whole city in as a sewerable area. But I heard, Basil, God bless him, he drew out 2 hours what could have been said in 5 minutes, but
that's not my style.
That's going to do. I agree with him. His area shouldn't be in the sewage district. But my direct issue with this is we reference a document that's a draft. We shouldn't.
Alderman Taylor?
Well, Your Honor, I am going to, I want to make a motion to suspend the rules for former Alderman Ryan. With the caveat, he gets 3 minutes and no more than 3 minutes. All right.
You know.
Wait, Anaya, we have a motion to suspend the regular order of business.
Do you need it or no?
If Alderman Olson just reads that, what would you have to say?
Which one? The second to the bottom paragraph?
Subsequent.
Yeah, okay. To the public hearing.
The city in Supat.
The motion fails for lack of a second.
If he wants to, I'll second it, but I didn't know if he wanted to speak or not.
Unless they want to. Okay.
We'll
make a motion. I'll make a motion. The rules.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded under
three
discussion.
Minutes. Tops.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 I think the question is subsequent to the public hearing, the city and SUPAC will determine whether any changes should be made.
Alderman Ryan, could you just please state your name and address for the record?
Basil Ryan. I'm just clarifying what it says for the public hearing tonight.
Okay.
And on the sentence on there, it just says, subsequent to the public hearing, the city and SUPAC will determine whether any changes should be made to the sewer service area plan as presented at the hearing.
Okay. Is there a motion to return to regular business? Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries back on regular business. And I believe Alderman Taylor, you have the floor.
So we're asking, so what are we asking here in this resolution?
Motion to adopt a resolution adopting Franklin Sanitary Sewer Service Area Amendment.
Which we're asking, we're basically asking
Mr. City Attorney.
I had a meeting with the individual who handled the public hearing for Steve Kahn and the executive director, Mr. Nucker, and staff yesterday. I think I asked the same question. There's two lines. This is on an agenda for the Finance Council meeting. Two lines. For all the exhibits that are in your draft report. And first one is public reaction to the proposed sanitary sewer service area plan. Does that need to be included there under your procedures? And they said, well, are you going to prepare minutes or whatever? And I said, how about, since everything's electronic now, we'll just transcribe exact language or words at the meeting. They said, great. Then I said, what about the concluding recommendations? And the executive director and Mr. Stauber said, that's our job, or that's our commission's job. They will do that. And I'm just reporting. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr.
That's what he said tonight. He's going to do.
That's correct.
He was going to
subscribe. So, and the public hearing notice was based on their standard form that they sent to the city.
So what I would argue, it's like I argued last night on the whole EDC thing, there's nothing that I heard to change my mind that we should include everything in the service area. Not to say that everything gets included into the sewage district, but the service area, because we still have the step where we have to go before MMSD, and it'll give people a chance to make their case. Both citizens and elected officials can go there and object, and if they feel that they should. But if we don't, my understanding, if we don't include everything in the service area, and the sewage district decides to include everything, including Mr. Ryan's area, they can't put a shovel in the ground, even though there's not going to be a shovel in the ground for many years. So we have to pretty much do this, I believe, anyway. Plus, there's nothing that I heard to change my mind that we shouldn't have everything in the service area. Not to say it's all going to be in the sewage district. So I think we can vote on it.
Alderman Wilhelm and Alderman Olson.
Well, after reading the water quality management plan or whatever, that big document you gave me last time with, all the comments were typed up and put in there. So if we're going to include this is what Sewer Pack normally does. They put them all in the back of the document. So what we'd be approving is not actually what Alderman Olson says, it's not what we're going to have. This isn't the full document. Because all of that stuff gets transcribed and put into here. So it's not all here. So if we have time, why not just do it when the document is actually put in place? Well, I guess Mr. Bennett said we had one more meeting to do this, and then we'll have the full document, and then if they need to make any changes to it, and Mr. Edwin was shaking his head no, but I...
Alderman Olson, Alderman Solomon.
Well, my apologies to my colleagues. I did not mean to make this a federal case. My issue is a technical one, that we were approving a document that wasn't final. Now, as I carefully read the second whereas on the resolution, and understand and hoping that Sewer Pack would change the addition number on any subsequent document, I'm good with this, because all this document says is we're endorsing this document. If they change the document and they change it to third edition, our resolution is null and void. Well, not null and void, but it's changed. So I'm moving on.
Alderman Solomon.
I'd like to talk to our consultant. This needs to be done, correct?
Mr. Epperle?
Should we suspend the regular order of business? Yes, we should.
We should add. There's been a motion to suspend the regular order of business. It's been seconded to allow Mr. Epperle to speak.
Good morning.
All those in favor of suspending regular business, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Mr. Epperle.
Alderman
is asking a question.
Yes. So I can understand the question. Could you repeat it again, please?
Well, I guess the issue is this is not the full document.
Okay. This document that you have before you tonight is Sewer Pack's document. In other words, they finished the document. Mm-hmm. The water plan, the water study that I believe you were referring to from the last meeting, they have the public comments in there. That's what the published document is. Mm-hmm. But all the communities reviewed that and acted on that before that. To get back to tonight's agenda item on this sewer service area amendment, that is their document. They completed after the commission meets. It's not a City of Franklin document. What they are requesting from the City of Franklin, and I've been through this way a lot of times before with other communities, they're asking for whether or not the City of Franklin supports the document that you have in front of you from them. If you're thinking that you're going to get a final document to review and approve, that is their document. Their document incorporates whether or not there's city support for this document and also incorporates the public comments that they have tonight and the recommendations of Sewer Pack staff. I know it gets a little bit convoluted, but that's the way that it works. So if the question is, as I understand it, we want to see a final thing here and then we'll vote on it, it works around the other way. In other words, SewerPAC puts a document together based upon what happens tonight, based upon the council action that has to take place. As far as the timing issue, in order to stay on schedule, yes, this has to meet and has to get acted on at the June commission meeting. They have a subcommittee meeting that meets first on or about the first week in June, and then their commission meets on the 10th or 15th of June, I think it is. And there is not enough time between now and they will not have the finished document done because they can't finish a document until after the commission meeting. So it's a chicken and egg thing. Unfortunately, or fortunately, it's their document, so they finish the document because that's what the way it reads.
Well, it will help me. It's
fine. It's fine. We'll just hold on.
Okay, I do have a question for you, Mr. Epperle, while you're here. And that's there's been some concern raised both tonight and in the community about potentially not getting the Clean Water Act loan. In delaying any of this stuff, does that put us in a more jeopardy of not getting it?
If we do not make the deadline of getting, right now the deadline is to get the application, which is voluminous as I spoke last council meeting, to them by June 1st so they can check it by June 15th. That's the deadline. It's a statutory deadline. It's nothing that the city or we have any control over. That's what we're going to meet. We will meet that deadline. In fact, Mr. Bennett will attest to this. I am meeting with him on a daily basis. We have a major meeting with MMSD because they're involved with the application next Tuesday afternoon. We will meet the deadline. We talk to the Department of Administration, the DNR, every week. In fact, we were just on the phone with the Department of Administration, who actually gives out the money, not the DNR. And we were on the phone with them today, setting up this meeting for next Tuesday. Mr. Bennett was at a meeting with us.
Okay, so if you don't want to put this in jeopardy, then probably the best thing to do is to move forward as quickly as possible.
Yes, to stay on schedule.
Okay. Is there any other questions for Mr. Epperle? Alderman Taylor?
So if you want to put the city in financial harm, vote no.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a motion to return to regular our business. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded under discussion. Well, we're going to go back to the regular business. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, you can also have other reasons for voting against it. So I just wanted to make that clear, that there isn't just one reason to vote against something.
Mayor Taylor.
I guess for the record, I said it earlier in the evening, and that's that, like all of you, ran for office, was fortunate to be able to get reelected to office. And while not 35,000 people went out to vote on that last day, nonetheless, as the mayor of the city, I represent all 35,000 people in all six aldermanic districts. You were elected in your aldermanic districts, but so was I. And so your constituents are my constituents. And so far, I haven't heard a lot of concern coming from our constituents outside of the parties that came tonight, who are also my constituents, and I do think that they had real arguments, real concerns that need to be addressed. I thought that there was some very compelling arguments that were made tonight on certain areas of the city. But I want to put that out there, that I do represent we all represent the same people, and unless you're getting a lot of phone calls on this issue, I'm not. And many of the people that are contacting me in these other aldermanic districts outside of the 6th district are rather supportive of the whole proposal and have been supportive of it for some time. So I wanted to get that on the record. Alderman Skronsky?
Yeah, as the automatic representative of that district, I have to date have no phone calls regarding this. I've had some verbal conversations with some of the constituents, answered their questions. At any time, if they ask something, I got the information to them. I will request that second meeting with our constituents, with those people that are affected, and them only, so we can have a very work-well conversation, and, of course, the city attorney and the mayor, so we can have a fruitful discussion. But that's it. And I see a lot of them on a daily basis. They know where I'm at, and I've had no negative, unless they want to, they're not saying anything, but I think I have pretty much the pulse of my area, seeing that the electric did elect me again.
All right. Is there a motion to adopt a resolution adopting the Franklin Sanitary Sewer Service Area Amendment?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Mr. City Attorney.
Only that I would suggest that minimum adding to that motion and that a transcript of the public hearing is provided to the commission or included in the community assistance planning report under 176 second edition.
The maker of the motion, do you accept the recommendations of the city attorney as far as the motion? Who is the second? Alderman Skransky, do you accept that?
Yes.
Here.
Okay. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
Why are we transcribing their public hearing?
We're not.
He just said a transcript. What was
Alderman Wilhelm has the floor. Alderman.
Yeah, I know this always happens. I'm used to it.
You are entitled. You represent at least 5,000 people.
I guess I'd like to ask the city attorney, what was your addition that we would... It sounded like you said we would supply it. That's what I thought I heard. Did I not hear that right?
Use the word we. Here's my thought. And then I just listened to the mayor talk about hearing important comments at the public hearing. I recall hearing the sewer pack representative mention that a summary of the public hearing comments may go to the commission. And my thought is the entirety
Okay.
Yield the floor, Alderman.
Okay. So, well, that's a little bit clearer, but I just want to make a comment that I have talked to a lot of people, and when I spoke tonight, I had a lot of people out here that came up to me and thanked me for my comments. So they were appreciative of that. And so they're not all 100% on board with this. And when I also went door-to-door and campaigning, I got to talk to people, and everybody... I guess it depends on what you feed them, you know. If I tell them, well, we're going to be going out there when we haven't taken care of what's here, they go, yeah, I agree with you. So there's both sides. It's not all, you know, everybody's all great and happy for this, just so you know.
Alderman Skaronski, Alderman Taylor, Alderman Olson.
Did I hear that right? So as you were out campaigning, you had that, were you in my district campaigning, my district?
Alderman, please, last night I asked that you address the chair so we don't have this cross debate between the aldermen. Alderman Skransky, you have the floor.
I am addressing the mayor, and I did hear the representative from SERPAC state that they will transcribe it and send that to the city, and that be part of their report.
All right. I think it was Alderman Taylor, Alderman Olson, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I do think I recall hearing tonight that they were going to transcribe the meeting themselves. So I think that's what we're going to get put in there. I mean, our staff should not be doing it. I would never direct them to. So I think they're going to transcribe the entire meeting to give to that body of 21. And then I think with the motion that the city attorney suggests you to add to mine, to basically just put those minutes in it so it's on the record.
Alderman Olson, you've been waiting patiently, and then Alderman Wilhelm, Mr. Liberta, Mr. Bennett.
As a solution to this issue, I believe, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think the city attorney said a transcript, not Google transcribe. And then in solution to that problem, just ask the clerk to produce a CD and send them the CD, because it's all digital right there. And we don't transcript enough.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm, Alderman, Mr. Liberta, and Mr. Bennett.
I'll be ready to vote on this, but I take offense to the fact that I can't talk to my constituents about citywide tax dollars paying for things. This is not a one-district issue. This is citywide. This affects the entire community. And to keep being attacked because this is my constituents and my district and only those people, I believe we have another alderman who has people that are be affected by this as well, and all of the residents in the city of Franklin will be footing the bill for this. The money that we've used is taxpayers' money up until this date. So I hope I've made myself clear that this is citywide. When I get my council agendas, I go through it, and I put next to it, C for city on issues that affect the citywide and are not just strictly in one automatic district. And then after that, I give consideration to which aldermanic district it is when I give the floor to someone to make a motion. City comes first. Alderman district is second, in my opinion.
Mr. Liberta, forgot your name, sir.
Yesterday, when we met with Mr. Stauber from SewerPAC, he referenced that a transcript would be made, implying that we would do it, but it was not specified. Tonight, when he started his meeting, he just said a transcript at the end would be made. At the end of the meeting, he and I were talking, and he was very specific, wherein he said he needs to meet with Ken Yunker because I'm not sure this entire thing needs to be transcribed, but he asked if he could be provided a digital copy of the file of the meeting. So I indicated to him we could get that to him promptly. So
okay, this is. Do you have anything to say?
Okay,
let's go. Alderman Taylor.
I got a quick question. I got a question that I'm going to ask you to ask Alderman Olson, just because he's been involved in economic development for a long time and on the EDC and that. If we don't put sewer to the southwest corner, what's the odds that we ever see in our business park? In your experience of 20 years of
Alderman Olson, would you mind answering the question?
I've done it a long time, but I'm certainly not a professional. So, and nor do I carry licensure in real estate or any of those other things. But my personal opinion is that we could generate another business park. The location that many in this city believe is going to be a great business park location in the southwest corner, I believe would be a massive failure. So I don't really care about a business park in the southwest corner. I believe that our next business park is surrounding the House of Corrections and in what we used to call Area D, which is near Wheaton Franciscan, the remaining parcel that Moon and Sage has,
which would need sewer.
Alderman Taylor, you have the floor.
All right, thank you.
So, motion on the floor.
Having said that, we need to do this. This will also provide development around 76th and Ryan. So,
the motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson?
Aye.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
No.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman
Stransky.
Aye.
Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item H1, miscellaneous licenses.
Jack.
Alderman Solomon, still the voice of the licensing committee.
Temporary entertainment for a birthday party approved. Operator license for Gil. Approved with a letter. Eric's setback, hold for appearance. Jacob's pub, hold for appearance. Hideaway pub and eatery, hold for appearance. Brzezinski, approved. Cruz, approved. Haas, approved. Relix, approved. Solikowski, approved. Rangathon approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now I have before you approval list of vouchers numbers 138231 through 138397, the amount of $1,385,626.20. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Next, have before you the payroll of April 22nd, 2011, in the amount of $365,916.78. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Sure.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, you please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you for your patience and for your professionalism.